All right, so welcome. We're back. Last week, literally, and you guys that were with us on Friday night, I gave you the whole rundown, but they fumigated this fucking building, and it's 3 days, and you can't have anything that you eat that possibly is, and we have food in a refrigerator. Doesn't matter if it's in a refrigerator. You've got to either double bag it or throw it in the garbage. So, you know, we had to be really careful of what was around here that was open. Oh, shit, this was open. Like, I think I found one thing, a bowl of water that Thunder drank out of. So I dumped that. Everything else was, you know, we took care of. But and then when I walked in, I could smell, like, matches. That's what I realized it was in retrospect, but I didn't recognize the odor right off the bat. And the gas guy was here, and he was lighting pilots with these matches. I thought I was smelling the termite death gas, you know. Termite death gas. There's the name of a band. Anybody need a band name? Termite death gas is about as good as any. So, and they don't just come falling out. You know, the termites, you don't see them drop dead. They die in place, is what I'm told. So if they're in the wood, they're just dead. They're dead there. And no, it's pretty funny. The guy was telling me all kinds of shit. He says, "You'd be surprised. We tent a house, and the people next door say we've got termites now because they were driven out of that guy's house. And now they're running." He says, "No, they don't do that." He says, "The termites don't go, ah, it's gas, and start fleeing to someone's house. They croak. They don't even know what hit them." You know, and they're not like at the window going, "Here comes the termite guy." So anyway, that was 3 days of that, and we could not get into our studio. So we thank you for your indulgence. Thank you, Charlie Ferguson, for your show logs for the Miami Archives. Appreciate that, Charlie. And I'm sure other people have emailed to service. I just haven't seen all the emails. Also have one lady that I talked to, Lisa, or at least I sent an email to Lisa. I'm going to take care of your thing there, Lisa, that you understand. Okay, yeah. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And then the Miami banner. We're going to have a banner up for the archives. We're right now, so you know, we're looking for more Miami tapes. We're actually looking now for more Miami tapes. We're looking for any Atlanta, Ventura, and Minneapolis stuff. I don't know of the Atlanta and the, Atlanta we can use. Minneapolis, possibly not, because that's CBS. That's CBS O&O. By the way, I was looking at the Packer-Viking game today, and I said, shit, that's their new stadium. So I did one of those Google aerial shots. Well, where I used to work at WCCO is just like maybe 5 or 6 blocks from the stadium. You know, we were down on 7th and 2nd in Minneapolis, and I just saw the new Viking Stadium, which is fantastic stadium. And I guess the NFL is doing what baseball did. I shouldn't say that, because these are dome stadiums, and the the Viking Stadium is a dome, but it's more fancy schmancy, you know, like got the windows and shit, you know, and it looks like the sun's out, but it ain't, you know, that kind of thing. They got it so they can make looks like the sun's out, man, when it's cloudy, you know. What are you talking about? Don't worry about it. It's a whole new feature. You're gonna love it. I can make it look like it's a bright, sunny day when there's fucking snow up there, man. So no football today. What we do have, though, is we're going to have some hockey coming up here. And when I say no football, I also mean no... the Mighty Ducks. What are you, showing the fucking movie? Oh, shit. The NHL channel is showing the Mighty Duck movie. No. No, no, no. No, 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 no. Well, so I'm talking to a friend of mine this weekend who told me that there's a lot of comments, I guess, in the comment section about Maria and I getting back together again. No. No, no. You know, we've sort of grown past that, but she's doing great. I'm really proud of her. You know, and that never changes, and that's love. But as far as us reconnecting that way, no. You know, I wasn't even on my mind when I learned of her disability and what she was putting up with. So I don't want to bum anybody out, but that's not going to happen. All right. So I just mentioned because I was having dinner with somebody on Saturday, and they said, "Do you know that?" I said, "No, I didn't." And I appreciate how you guys feel, a lot of you guys, but you know, it just ain't gonna be that way. Let's see. Here we go. Sabres and Ducks. Oh, the fucking Dodgers are playing. What am I doing? The goddamn Dodgers are on. Where's the fucking Dodger game, man? What I'm doing, man? Where's the motherfucking Dodger game, man? Huh? Oh, here. I know what I'll do. Sports Mix. /247 TBS. I'll put it on the old screen-a-roo here. Looks like the Dodgers just got some guy out at, I don't know if, somebody got tagged out there. Boom. Berlinger just... Any score in this thing? 1-0 Cubs. Ooh, top of the fifth. How about that? Who's pitching for the Hill? No doubt that Big Don and Joe. You guys remember Joe Olander? Our former, kind of our stopgap webmaster. About a year ago, Joe came in and stopped the bleeding. Here. Well, his father's Don, and who's my best friend, they're at the game. In fact, that might be Don right there eating with us. No, I'm just kidding. they're at this game right now. They've got seats that they've had since 86, so they're really good. They're behind, I don't know if they're behind home plate or behind one of the dugouts, something like that. What the hell is this, man? All right, so we can get distracted with that shit, but I don't want to do that. All right. Oh, well. I got where am I? There. 1-0 Cubbies. Is this game two of the Dodgers? Yeah, it is. Fucking Astros are just taking care of the Yankees, I'll tell you that. What the hell is this? Another fucking update up for my phone. God damn it. All right. Boom, 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 boom. Testing 1, 2, 3. Let's not... Hello, testing? Let's not fuck around with the audio, but the modulation here tonight. What did I just say? No. Chris Norton, that's it. Hey, what the fuck, man? What am I going to keep redoing this? What is this? Oh, it's commercial. What the fuck is this? Oh, it's a commercial. Is that jumpy on your screen? Looks like it's jumping around. Our connection, or whatever's going on with our fucking website tonight, man. We got a little kind of a jumpy screen there for the ball game. You guys are seeing this live, but then this is going to be a download for tomorrow. So, and then the video cast's not really a download. You have to stream this, but and the download, which is the audio, nobody's going to see this fucking game anyway. So, hey, you know, six of one, half does the other. Well, that cat's pissed, man. Hill's fucking pissed. What happened? Did he get yanked? It's a 1-0 lead. It's not insurmountable. Fuck, it's the bottom of the fifth. What's the guy flipping? They must have... Did they take him out of the game? Get out of here.
Yeah, Phil, you know, I came from the Dodger game tonight. I was at the Dodger game. We had 20 of our people. And we had a row of seats up there in the top of the reserve section. We had a row of seats in the reserve section. We had a great time. And we were cheering on Man, I got to tell you something, Phil. You haven't done the goddamn voice in a long time. We were cheering on the Dodgers. Beautiful night for baseball. I know they're playing the Chicago Cubs. And the Chicago Cubs, Phil, it seemed to me the Chicago Cubs, they are destined. So the Dodgers need some help. So I thought I'd go out a lot of the people at the church.
Oh, so everybody in the congregation, huh?
Yeah, the people that said, hey, Pastor Rennick, why don't you come out with us and do a prayer? And so I did kind of a joke prayer. I went, oh, great spirit. You know, I stood up. I had a guy hit me with a hot dog bun. I said, that's not cool. And so it was on. We were asked to leave.
Wait, what do you mean it was on?
The guy tossed me with a hot dog.
Well, should you do that, Pastor Rennick? Isn't that a bit blasphemous?
No, it's not blasphemous.
No, it's not blasphemy. It's not blasphemous. Man, is it blasphemous?
Well, you're going ooga booga.
Oh, get out of here. You know, you got to have some laughs in this world.
Phew, man. What a goddamn weekend, man, I'm telling you. Really, just all kinds of different things. Let's see. Traffic sounder. So this guy, this, who's the pitcher? Oh, never mind. I like the idea of Pastor Rennick. His church sounds like a newsroom, whatever that's supposed to be, you know. Where are you? I'm in a church, you know, it's just people are using the teletype. Where the fuck? And then Ted Bell, Ted's of Beverly Hills. We got that. Maybe the Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted's of Beverly Hills kitchen. There we are. Oh, yeah. All right. What's going on here, man? Two out? Is that what I'm seeing there? And Mountain Man at the plate? We missed. I've been sweating the Dodgers all my life, so it ain't no thing, you know. They win, they lose. I mean, my whole fucking life was... See, there, my phone is back because we were doing updating.
Update completed. Continue.
Oh, you cunt. See this two-step verification bullshit? All right, we're almost ready to rock this bitch. Means we're going to be going back to El Pacifico mode here in a moment. So the Dodgers have just scored a run. There's a ribby. Turner.
What?
Cool. What do we got here? Said we had a message, or I had a message. I guess not. Okay. Turn this motherfucker off. And get into the swing of things here. I hope you'd understand.
Oh, baloney. The whole thing always gets back to drugs.
Just wait until you see the zombies.
Zombies? What's them?
Dead folks. What walks around?
Testing 1, 2, 3. All right, man. Fucking hotter than goddamn hell, man. Fucking still hot. No wonder we got fires. Down here, it's hot. I mean, today the wind was blowing. It's fucking October, man. We get these Santa Ana winds. Are just like, they cook your fucking ass. That's what happens. All right. Testing 1, 2, 3. And here we go.